Yo, y'all already know what it is. Y'all already know who it is. This is the I Am Super Facts podcast. This is Super Facts, aka Facts of Valley. I am the people's champ. I got the belt. I got the title. I want to thank y'all for taking the time out to listen to episode 10. Engage, but in an open relationship. Yeah, just sit back and relax, and y'all listen to myself and my homie Ro. You know, she gonna lay it all out. She gonna talk about some things. You know, she just putting it out there. Yeah, she's in an open relationship, and she's engaged, to a female. So I hope you guys, you know, enjoy episode 10. I hope y'all like it. And on another note, I need you guys to go, you know, subscribe. If you're listening to the podcast on iTunes, I need y'all to go subscribe, hit that button, you know, write a review and rate the podcast. Please, guys, you know, I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking you guys to support, which, you know, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, rate it and write a review. That's it, man. That's all we asking y'all to do, you know. You can check me out on Anchor as well. You know, that's the link that I send out to all you guys so y'all can check me out. You also can listen to the podcast on Spotify, you know. Yeah, just check this out, man. Check me out and support me, man. That's it. That's all. Remember, I am Super Facts. This is the I Am Super Facts podcast. Your boy, Facts of Valley, the people's champ. I got the belt. I got the title.
You are now listening to the I Am Super Facts podcast with your boy, Super Facts. He got the belt, he got the titles. Super Facts. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, Super Facts.
Yo, what's going on? What's the deal?
My man, chilling.
So what's up, man? You know, this is the I Am Super Facts podcast. You on the line with your boy, Super Facts. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners?
Well, my name is Ro. That's all I got.
Alright, so look, check it out. You know, I bring you on so you can, you know, let us know what's going on with your situation that you got going on, which I felt like it was interesting. And I felt like the listeners should hear this situation that you got going on. And, you know, first off, I want to know, like, you know, what's your sexual preference? What you into?
Oh, I like chicks, man. And I am myself a female, so.
So you're gay.
Yeah.
So when was the first time, you know, you knew within yourself that you like female?
I had to have been no more than like six or seven.
Yeah.
I went to this one school, and for some reason, I don't know why, sometimes I wish I could remember, but like me and these other little girls, just being curious and stuff, and like we would just like kind of play around with each other, you know, and ever since then,
when you say
I never look back,
when you say play around with each other, what y'all would be like just,
man, yeah, you know, touching on each other,
touching on each other,
yeah,
when y'all was like six,
yeah, I'd say around that age, about six or seven,
man, y'all was on some little freaky stuff,
yeah, I mean, but see, you at that age where you trying to figure out, you know, like the whole sex thing, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah. boys and girls and how girls, you know what I'm saying, like boys like girls, and if he hits you, he like you, you know what I'm saying? So it was...
Yeah, I feel you, because I think I remember, like, when I was in, like, third grade, second grade, I was trying to get it in.
See what I'm saying?
I was trying to get it in. You know what I'm saying? But, so, you know, you say you into girls and stuff like that. You say first felt like you first knew it when you was, like, six. Did you ever have any experiences with a boy, like sexual experiences?
Yeah,
you let a boy tap that or whatever. What's up, man?
Yeah, it's crazy. yeah. So this one dude, like, we would like get off the bus together, and he just like kind of groped me a little bit and like touched my titties and stuff like that. And then once I got to high school, this one dude, he ended up like giving me head or whatever. But at the time, that's when I was like about to like really come out. And it was this one girl, my first girlfriend. At the time, like when he was giving me head, I was thinking about her, you know? I've never had like intercourse with a man. So yes, at 28, I'm still a virgin, you know? So
you never got fingered?
Yeah, but I don't. I mean,
say so you don't count that.
Yeah.
How would you feel? How would you feel now if a dude tried to approach you?
It's weird because honestly, man, a lot of people don't realize, like, even being. Well, I'm a stud, so of course I dress more masculine or whatever. But
yeah.
Even with that being said, you'd be amazed at how many guys still try to talk to a lot of studs. You know what I'm saying? It's on some, I don't know. I guess they look beyond the clothes, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's weird. Like even at my job right now, this one dude, he asked me to go to dinner with him. Like, what the fuck? I'm like,
what you talking?
No, I have a girlfriend. Like, I appreciate the offer, but no, I'm okay. He tried to offer me cookies and fucking meat and shit like that. Cause you know I'm in Texas, so they like real country and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking nigga. You offer me cookies and meat? What the fuck, boy?
Cookies and meat. What type of meat? What do you mean? Cookies and meat?
Like some beef or some shit, cause he slaughters cows and shit.
Oh yeah, you in, man? What part of Texas you in, man?
I'm in Arlington, so I'm like, I mean, you could just say like Dallas. Or
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, you know, did you ever get any backlash from your family for coming out?
Oh yeah. Till this day, I still feel out of place sometimes. My father and my sister, one of my sisters, I should say, they took it the hardest. My sister, she like in high school, so I came out at 17 or whatever. So in high school, she ended up like getting my phone. I don't know how. I think I ended up like leaving the room. She came in, got my phone, took my girlfriend's her number down. Now at the time she was living with her and her sister were living with her aunt, and so they had no cell phone. So she calls and tells, see, I don't know who she got on the phone with first, but I just know that she called and she told my girl basically, don't talk to me, you know, if she see me in the hallway, just walk away. Like, it was just like mind blowing. Like, how you gonna tell a high schooler don't talk or see somebody in school?
Yeah.
Then she went to my best, her and my aunt on my dad's side went to my best friend's house and basically told her in so many words the same thing. And it's sad because you never know like what other people's families how they will react to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could, like, they could have caused so much emotional and mental damage to these two women that I'm grateful and glad that they were strong enough, you know, to not let that, like, I don't know, stray them away from me and just to be true to themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell nobody, don't be gay, don't talk to this person. You know what I'm saying? So now with my father, we still have our issues. I recently just got engaged. I didn't tell my father. I didn't tell my mom, my sisters, my brother, and my nieces, anything like that. They found out on Facebook, and it was just, oh my God, why did you tell us? And all this other stuff. But you gotta understand, like, I've never been comfortable with actually being myself around them. You know what I'm saying? So they don't understand the damage that they've done to me, damage that they've done to the women that I've been with, my friends and stuff like that. You know, I can't do what you do. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit up here and hold, you know, my girl hand or smack on the ass or kiss her without looked at like I'm disgusting. And that is something I meant to say, that my sister told me that I was disgusting to her. Just because like a female, like, this ain't your life, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me live mine, you live yours. You know what I'm saying? So it's rough. My father, till this day, I got engaged in November.
Yeah.
We have not had a conversation about this at all. He hasn't even told me congratulations.
But have y'all talked?
We have, but...
But y'all haven't talked about that.
Yeah. He's the type of person who likes to tiptoe, you know, around
situations. Things.
But it's like... I don't know. I guess in the Black community, you know, we just look at being homosexual as like the worst thing ever. You know what I'm saying? And they always want to throw the Bible at you and all this shit. But it's like, my dad and my mom, they weren't even married when they had me. You know what I'm saying? So, and I could swear that it's no sin that's greater than the other. You know what I'm saying? So how can you sit up here and judge me and my sexuality, but yeah, you up here had me, you know, and you wasn't even married to my mom, so I don't know, you know, but I have to understand that they were born in a different time, so they look at things a little bit different, but I stay true to myself, you know, so that's all that matters at the end of the day, because you're not going to try to tell me I can't like a woman, you know what I'm saying, like,
right, do you, like, now, do you a little bit wish that you would have told them that you was getting engaged, or you just say fuck it, it is what it is?
Yeah, it is what it is, but that's something that you always you want your family to be a part of. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's fucked up that I didn't feel comfortable enough to call y'all and tell y'all that. You know what I'm saying? And my plan, and hopefully he can get past his feelings, but I want my father to walk me down the aisle. Like, I would never take that away from that man. But if you don't get your shit together, then I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it is what it is right now.
Yeah, one of these days, you know, I guess y'all gonna have to talk about it. Y'all gonna have to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they might not like it, but it's something that you just got to deal with and get over it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing you can do. You know.
So, yeah, it's not your life, man. Like, it's not your life. You know. So we'll see in due time.
I'm still tripping off this dude. I want to give you some cookies, and you said cookies and meat.
Cookies and meat. My boy at work, he started dying laughing, and like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, a lot of these dudes, man, they be trying. I'm like, dude, what
the fuck? Do they try on social media?
Oh no, No.
Oh, they it just be all
yeah,
in person.
In person, yeah, because I'm not real big on social media, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But I don't know. It's weird.
So you say you engaged, man. Like
yeah.
How's your engagement going? How is it being engaged? Let me know. Well, what's y'all situation?
So we are engaged, and yet we have an open relationship.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I know.
Never in my life.
You make your own rules, see your own shit.
Hey, look, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. But I never heard of that. You know what I'm saying? But explain, please.
So I say maybe like about 2 years ago, my fiance, she's a very free spirited kind of person. So she like, you know, being with other people and stuff like that, but I've never been that type, you know what I'm saying? I'm yours and you're mine and that's it. But who doesn't like having that cake and eating it too? You know what I'm saying? So we at this point where, well, okay, I say this, like I got a couple chicks and as of right now, she's not really talking to anybody. Yeah. But I feel kind of bad because she let me do whatever I want respectfully, you know. But because I have my insecurities at times,
you do.
I get jealous, you know. But I know I have to learn how to.
Why do you get jealous though?
Because I feel like somebody where I lack in my relationship at times, that somebody who can give her, you know what I'm saying, where I'm lacking at, and she'll end up falling in love with them, you know. I mean, I'm the type of person, I overthink a lot of things, and I know I shouldn't do that. I'm my own worst enemy. So I want to let her. I mean, she can do whatever she want to do, but I just always, I don't know. I gotta get over that.
Has it been like that since day one, or that's just started like once y'all got engaged, or you know, y'all always been like that?
I mean, it's been like that for a little while.
It's working for y'all.
Yeah.
No problem.
But for me, we've had a couple issues.
Give me one.
Back when we were living in Berwyn, and I was talking to my little sister's friend. Now at that time, I had my nieces and she had like her, a family friend, her daughter over or whatever. So they were all at our house. And I decided to go out with my little sister, my nephew, and my little brother, and my little sister's friend. So in her eyes, it looks bad because we have company, so to speak, but I want to go out. And in her head, it's like, what if we were to have kids, you know? And I'd be on some, I guess you could call it fuckboy shit, you know what I'm saying? So, so I did what I did. I still went out. I ended up dropping, like, we ended up going bowling or whatever. So I ended up dropping my little brother's little sister and my nephew off. Me and old girl. Got it in the car. Now she ended up giving, and I didn't know until the next morning. So I woke up went in the bathroom and I seen it on my neck. So I text her like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, don't do that shit. And I'm like, man, I don't even know how to get rid of this. I'm like, how am I gonna like get away with this or whatever? And
you, use your Googles.
I know. Come on, dude. Ain't no way this gonna go away like in a couple hours. You know what I'm saying? So she ended up texting me like, oh yeah, just use a cold spoon. And I ended up leaving the room before she texted me back. And my fiance ended up plugging up my phone and she seen a message. So I'm like, so I didn't know. No, she seen it, no nothing. And
so she ain't say anything.
No. I think maybe like a day or two later she ended up saying something to me. And it was like, you know, you're not about to do that. Don't let nobody give you no hickeys or whatever. So as time went on, I started learning like, all right, I have to be respectful. You know what I'm saying? It's weird, but certain things I have to respect. So kind of around the same time, it was another girl I ended up meeting on on POF, Plenty of Fish or whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was just, okay, so the thing was, is that she wanted me to just actually go out and have my fun because I've always been in a relationship. I've been in a relationship since I was 17. My first relationship was about 5 years. Got out of that and it was about 2.5. And then that's when I ended up getting with my fiance, whatever. So I've been in a relationship for about 11 years straight. No time to act the fool, no nothing. So yeah. She was like, okay, you know, you've been locked down for so long, you can have your fun. So I'm like, no, babe, I don't want to do that because I know I feel like I'm going to act the fool. She, no, it's okay. Go ahead. All right, fine. So the girl I met on POF, which I'm still cool with her to this day. We still text or whatever, but I ended up going to meet her at her crib. We got it in and she ended up scratching my back. So of course I ended up getting a shower and I mean that shit burning and all this other stuff, but granted I did tell her like, man, I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? So of course she made it her duty. All right, I'm about to fuck her shit up. So I don't know, I guess I was putting on my t-shirt and my fiance ended up seeing my bag. She was like, yeah. Oh, hell, I'm like, no, what are you doing? Like, no, it ain't no hickeys, no scratching, all of that. So it's just something visible is like off limits. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wow. Like, I don't get it though, man. Like.
I mean, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. you make your, look, in your relationship.
Yeah.
You make your own rules. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's so used to the same shit. Ain't no cheating or nothing and all of that. But I've realized like being open and honest has been like it's been smooth sailing for me. You know, anytime I meet a chick, I let them know the gate. Like I have a woman. We are in like an open relationship, and I never ever let them feel like they're above her. You know what I'm saying? So the problems that I've been facing up until now, they okay. I get it. You know, going with the flow, but then they expect to be like on some girlfriend status. You know what I'm saying? I gotta text you on the weekend.
Yeah.
I need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you wanna kiss, you wanna cuddle, you want me to spend a night. It's like, dude, what the fuck? No.
Do you ever spend a night? You come home.
I'll probably stay out to maybe 2 or 3 in the morning and then I'll come home. But even still, it's just like to kind of keep people happy. You know, I would stay out a little bit longer. Like the girl I met on POF, she hated the fact that she was limited to what we can do or like I said, at first I wasn't on no kissing. You know what I'm saying? Because what the fuck we need to kiss for? You know what I'm saying? And then I don't need to hold you when we done getting it in. You know what I'm saying? It's just okay. You know, talk a little shit and then I'll leave. But I was kind of doing her a little dirty. Like, it'll be times where I just come over there, get mine, and I'm gone. And then she'll text me like, oh, fuck you. You only here just to get yours.
It's crazy because you telling them what it's about, you know? So,
but, and that's what I'm
They just fall. They fall in love, like, man.
After a while, they just, like, they expect to be treat a different way, like, nah. But see, I ain't gonna lie, like, I was feeling her, but I really wasn't feeling her. You know what I'm saying? Just like, your boy D-Lo.
Yeah.
You
know, you also, so you heard that episode?
Yeah, boy had me rolling.
Yeah, that was a good
one. But I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And then I met another chick. So in total, it's been about 5 chicks within the last 2 or 3 years. So, I met another chick on POF.
And man, POF a gold mine, huh?
Yeah, but man, you know. But no, but when I tell you, like, I would be hitting people up all the time, but some people wasn't going, and I can understand why. You know what I'm saying? And then some people was just, I don't know. It was just weird. So the other chick, like I said, me and her still talk. Now, she was one who, like even when was this? Back in November when I got engaged. I invited all the girls to come. But not on some,
really?
I'm trying to stunt in front of you. It's just because y'all, outside of the sex or whatever, they still cool and they my homies, like, for real.
You let your fiance know?
Yeah,
she was, I let her know. So she was cool with that?
Yeah, because I made her feel secure that nobody will ever outshine her. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can ever take your place. So I made her feel very secure. In that way. So I invite her to come or whatever, and she said that she couldn't make it because her cousin had just kind of got off work, and she lived all the way in like Hoffman Estates and we all the way downtown or whatever. And I'm like, okay, fine, you know what I'm saying, it's cool. And the next day we end up driving back to Texas. Now, if I know somebody just got engaged, I'm going to sit up here and I'm gonna text you like, oh, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? And she didn't say anything. So I want to say maybe like January, she hit me up like, oh, fuck you. And all this. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? So at that time, like I said, I didn't invite my dad and my mom, two of my best friends. You know what I'm saying? So I started to kind of reevaluate a lot of my relationships with people and just trying to get my mental together, you know what I'm saying, and my emotions intact. So it's not that I was cutting people off. I just needed to fall back, get my shit in order or whatever. So she felt like I was taking it out on her personally. I was like, nah, it's nothing personal. And she had the nerve to tell me like, oh, her grandmother had passed. So I told her like, you know, I don't know what to say, but I'm sorry to hear, you know what I'm saying, your grandmother passed. I'm here for you. So she didn't, I guess that wasn't enough for her. She said she cried and all this other stuff. I guess she was rereading that message and all this other stuff. So she expected, I mean, I don't want to sound like an asshole. Like, you expect for me to, like, console you, but where were you at? You know what I'm saying? When I kind of needed you, you weren't nowhere to be found. So we kind of having a few little issues right now. Then this other girl,
Why you just ain't cut off?
That's the homie.
Do you love any of these other chicks, or you know what I'm saying?
I got mad love for them. It is one chick that I'm just like, recently I had to tell my fiance, like, that's one person I'm not letting go. And she was like, okay. And then she ended up telling me it's somebody that she don't want to let go. Now, she won't tell me who it is because she said I, like, act different or whatever. But
you got an idea who it is?
I think it might be her ex. I'm not sure.
It's a woman or a male?
That ex is a woman. But a lot of people was, like, coming out the woodworks, like, they seen that you're happy now, and now they want to try to come back in your life, but it's like, it's too late. You had your chance. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's what I think it is, but I don't think she gonna tell me anytime soon. I need to get over my jealousy.
You want to know?
Oh man, you know how you say you want to know?
Yeah.
But then you really don't want to know. So yeah. I'm like, I'm kind of conflicted right now.
Why you feel like you so jealous though? Like,
I don't know, man. I'm a Scorpio, man. We real possessive. Like,
that's what, November? That's November.
Yeah. I'm real possessive. Matter, like, the one chick I said that I don't want to let go. Like, we worked together for probably maybe 8 months together, and we got really close. So at the time, why my situation worked so well is that, you know, we were living in Chicago, and we decided to up and leave and come to Texas. So my fiance ended up leaving first. She left in like August of 2017, but I needed to stay back in Chicago to try to get this my job at DHL. At the time I was working two jobs or whatever, so my DHL job, I ended up transferring, you know, to out here. So I mean, you could imagine how it is to have a little bit of freedom when you don't have your girl around you. You know what I'm saying? I'm checking in, you know what I'm saying? I'm calling, you know, make sure she's good or whatever. But at the same time, I mean, it was night and day. I'm acting a fool. Like, man, yeah. I was acting a fucking fool. But
like, what you was doing?
When I get off work sometimes, like, the one of the chicks will come by the crib, you know, I go, you know, and handle my business. I'll be out, you know what I'm saying, going to hotel, getting hotel rooms, and just it was like almost like the life that I always imagined. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. It was perfect, you know. But the girl that I worked with or whatever, she ended up falling in love with me. So it's like I said, I mean, I told her from the jump, like, dude, I will fuck your life up. Like, are you sure? Because I was the first girl she talked to. And that's like, was...
So she wasn't into girls. You end up turning.
Yeah. So,
How you turn her? What tactics was you using?
No, honestly, man, when you just true to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, they like that shit. Huh?
Yeah. I wasn't trying to be nothing that I'm not at all. For what? You know what I'm saying? Because you don't find a lot of genuine people nowadays. So I was always 100. We had talked about anything. You know, we would make each other laugh and all that stuff. So I don't even know how we even how we even start messing around. You know. Okay, so I have to think about it. But with her, she would tell me, she was like, yeah, I'm horny. I'm like, okay, oh, like
she laying it out for you.
Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Go find your nigga, whatever, and you know, go ahead with your business. But she kept saying it. So I'm like, I mean, you want me to handle that or what? Like, if, you know what I'm saying? Like, you keep saying it. So, I mean, what's good? Yeah. So she came, she picked me up or whatever, and like, it'll be a couple of days out the week that we would just get it in. We'd get hotel rooms, go get breakfast, and I drop it all and all this other shit.
Was she on that, I never did this before type shit?
No, you know what? She told me that her and a previous boyfriend had a threesome.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess she, because I would say, like, you kind of dip in the, you know, in the little lady pond, but then she really didn't. So, ever since then, we, you know, I talked to her damn near. You know, I mean, cause overall, she good people. You know, you don't find, like I said, you don't find too many genuine people nowadays. And yeah, that's the homie. But yeah, it's our situation a little rough because she told, like, she hated me, and she was salty that I ended up coming to Texas and all this other stuff, but.
It's almost like you put her on the same level as your fiance.
I know, right? I know. But and it's crazy because she a Virgo too. Because my fiance a Virgo, so I don't know if you believe in the whole horoscopes and all that shit.
I kind of do, you know, because some stuff you read, you be like, damn, that shit sounds just like me.
Yeah, because some of that shit just be so broad, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like real specific, then all right, but supposedly Scorpios and Virgos are like a good match. But so the first couple months that I had came out here, she told me that she messed with a dude that we worked with. Now I'm like, hey, what the fuck? I mean, granted, I shouldn't have even gotten jealous because, one, you're not my girl.
Facts.
But, you know what I'm saying? But it's the principle. Like, dude, this man been working with you since before I even got there. And now that he see that I end up getting you, I felt like all he wanted was a trophy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dude, I guess both of them was using each other. But that's why I mean I just get jealous.
Wow. Yeah, you gotta cut that out.
I know.
Man, and your situations, man, like you can't, if y'all agree to something, y'all sticking to that. I think it's human nature, you feel me? Like to, I guess, feel a certain way. You know, I get what you're saying about you know, you kind of worried that somebody gonna come along and you know, pick up where you slacking at, and she might fall for it. I get it. Yeah. But once y'all agree, like, this is what it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? And y'all done told each other, like, yo, this is what it's gonna be, and it's not gonna be nobody put over you, you know? So I think you should just let it be then, you know what I'm saying? You know, you doing your thing, and I mean, do she get jealous?
She said she does, but she hide that shit so well. Like,
she hide it good. Yeah. Do you hide yours? You hide yours?
I mean, she don't do nothing, so I can't really. I don't really get jealous now, but I feel like when we go back home, come visit back home, then I probably that's would.
That's when she let loose, when she come back to Chicago.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Shit, and me, like, man. And then it was one other chick. Like, she just fell off the face of the earth. Now, we was going to try to have a threesome with the one chick that I worked at with at DHL back at. But I don't know. She got like some issues going on. But we end up going bowling. And we went to Brunswick over in River Grove. Now at the time it was like a mini little snowstorm. So I'm ready to get it in. So we run down Mannheim looking for a room. I mean, even these fucking rinky dink ass motels, like $80, $100. What the fuck?
No thanks.
So I get the room, and when I tell you we got it in, and she ended up leaving. I'm thinking she was gonna stay. Now that's the one time I really got my feelings. Like, damn, bitch, you really gonna leave me? But we got it in. She left, and like I said, some of the girls are like some of the realest people I know. This girl could have got my. She could have took my keys. She, you know what I'm saying? She could have took my car key. Could have took my wallet, all of that, and she didn't. You know what I'm saying? So she had. Now she had to be back at home with her girl. So. Damn. Yeah, so a couple of the girls had girlfriends. And actually, the girl that I work with at DHL, her girlfriend asked her, like, let me know if she fucked better than me. Bitch, why the fuck you wanna know what's going on with him? Like, I ain't trying to wife her, man. Like, I'm not trying to wife her. So it's been a real roller coaster, because sometimes I get pulled every which way, but I definitely try to make sure that I say no. It's like, I'm not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's all fun. You know what I'm saying? But I keep them close. I keep all of them close. But like the one girl I worked with, she said she was getting mad that I wasn't texting her on the weekends. I do, because me and my fiance, we have weekends off. So during the week, you know what I'm saying, I hit you up. But just understand your role. Some people fail to, like, seriously understand your role. Like, obviously on the weekends, if I'm not texting you, I'm around my woman. So chill, just fucking relax. But yeah, it's a trip.
Do y'all you and your fiance, do y'all don't do threesomes with, you know, y'all don't bring nobody in, y'all not into that?
I
just rather do y'all
want
thing.
To, but then I'm kinda iffy. But you know, like even with a threesome, if it's planned, it's not organic. You know what I'm saying? You want somebody, you just want everything just to be organic. So like I said, I tried once, but that shit ain't work out. But I wouldn't mind trying it, just, you know what I'm saying, just to see how my girl get down in the bedroom with somebody else when we bending up.
What, you just sit back and watch?
Probably for a little bit, then I'm gonna get probably like horny as fuck. It's like, alright, bitch, shit, let's tag it real quick.
Let me ask you something. Your lady, so I take it that you do the fucking.
Yeah.
Have your lady ever tried to fuck you?
No, she hasn't, but because she knows that that's not what I want, but she would like to, because she's had girlfriends, like studs or whatever, girlfriends that they get fucked. I know I don't like I said, it ain't no rules to this shit, man.
It ain't no rules to it.
But see, that's the thing.
But like, you not into that, huh?
No, but I said that if my woman can give me all of her, you know, I should be able to do the same thing. Like, she, I mean, I hope she don't like listen to this, but I kind of put her business out there. But anyways, I think she'll be okay. I ain't said her name, so she just playing around, right? I was like, yeah, you gonna let me fuck you in the ass, right? She was like, nah. But she was like, if you want to, I'll be down to do it. So that's something that's for her, that's somewhat off limits. Yeah. So as my wife, you know what I'm saying, I should be able to be open to her and what she want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's things, not even talking about sexually, but things that your fiance or whatever wants you to do, but you don't want to do it, but you do it because it'll make her happy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to be more open-minded in this relationship, because in my previous two previous relationships, I was never like open-minded. And
it was, I mean, your way or the highway.
Yeah, you know. And with this one, she changed me in a good way. And I'm still growing till this day, but man, yeah, I'd be willing to do that. I told her like maybe on our wedding night or something like that, honeymoon or some shit. You know, if you get
when
me
y'all
fucked up.
When y'all plan on getting married, if you don't want to say it, you don't have to.
No, it's all good. We're gonna do it in June of 2021. We wanted to do it next year, but we want our money to be like on point. You know what I'm saying? You only get, well, you should only, you know what I'm saying, get married.
Y'all planning on going in the States? Y'all gonna do it in the States, or y'all gonna do destination? Which y'all gonna?
We gonna do it back at home.
Yeah, out of Chicago.
I'm gonna do it at a hotel. I was trying to get a rooftop wedding, but I have too many people, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man.
So, in closing, man, like, I want to know, like, how much time do you give this type of situation? Like, I mean, is this something that's going to keep going on and on and on? Is it something that's going to eventually be like, all right, I didn't have my fun. Ain't no sense. I don't care about having my cake and eat it too. Is it ever going to be a time when you're just going to say, man, fuck this shit, man. I just want it to be us.
What's crazy is that we both asked each other that before. When we were on our way back to Texas from getting engaged. And we said it's going to stop when we wanted to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go on for however long. Now, when we cross that bridge, I don't know. Cause like I said, it's this one chick. I'm saying it for right now. I don't want to let her go.
You're going to have to.
And that's, if I have to.
What I'm saying is, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how your fiance is reacting to, you know, stuck on this.
Well, from what she tells me, she's fine. You know what I'm saying? She knows, like, she knows of them. They know of her. I didn't.
Because you did say it's one person she stuck on.
Yeah, but she said it's not sexual.
It's so not as deep as yours.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I need to know who it is, and then that's when.
Man, if it ain't sexual, then I don't know what that means. If you know, it ain't sexual.
Me neither.
I think it's something serious, but you know, I don't know. You feel me? I'm not gonna sit here and say, and you know, I don't know. But I mean, I'm gonna leave it with this. If that's if this is what's working for y'all, man, and y'all able to succeed, hey, yeah. keep doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing, you know, if it's working, do you. That's all I'm gonna say, man. Like, I want to thank you though, bro, you know what I'm saying, for coming on to the I Am Super Facts podcast. Let us know your situation. I definitely want to have you back on and talk about some more things.
We could definitely get into
other situations.
You my homie.
You my sis. You've been A1 since day one.
Man. Thanks for having me on, man.
Hey, no problem. And I'm going to hit you up, all right?
All right.
All right, peace.